Stein, featuring interviews with American presidents, historians, and journalists. Available wherever books are sold.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Indecent, a play with music that tells the true story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history. Playing September 27th through September 29th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
It's 82 degrees in Topeka, 80 here in Lawrence. It's 6:06.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Up next, we have news headlines at 6:30. Then we will learn more about the coup in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We will hear from Bob Mondello, talking about how critics are portrayed in movies. And we will learn more about the troubles at Stellantis. There was a strike last year against Ford, GM, and Stellantis. Record contracts for auto workers, but all is not well. We'll tell you about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m., Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Many thanks to some folks who made a pledge just after our pitch team went home. I want to thank an anonymous donor from Lawrence. I want to thank Lynn Wilson of Meriden. And many thanks to new member Aaron Barcombe Peterson. Hi, Aaron. Thank you so much for your faith in us from the bottom of our hearts. We thank everyone who made a pledge. We were able to meet the Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger challenge. So all is well on that front. Thank you so much. Again, we appreciate your faith in us to bring you the news that we do from NPR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then clearing, but it's going to be humid all day, highs in the mid-80s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Emporia, 86 in Chanute. It's 6:20.
Baby reindeer, reservation dogs, and the bear, oh my. This year's Emmy nominations include newcomers and superstars alike, and the award show will be hosted by the foremost famous eyebrows in Hollywood, Eugene and Dan Levy. Who will walk away with TV's top awards? I'm Scott Detrow. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have news headlines.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, clear skies by the afternoon, and very humid, highs tomorrow in the mid-80s. It's 6:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Tribal leaders in Kansas say their members are not protected from being tried more than once for a crime. The Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution says no U.S. citizen can be tried for the same crime multiple times. But under the Federal Kansas Act of 1940, tribal members in the state can be tried separately under tribal, state, and U.S. laws. Joseph Rupnick is chairman of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation.
The only ones that can be prosecuted in three different courts, and that does happen.
Congress originally passed the act due to a gap in law enforcement on the state's reservations. Tribes have since developed their own judicial systems, but the federal law unique to Kansas has not changed. The University of Kansas is hosting a speaker series this fall that will explore topics through the lens of pop star Taylor Swift. Faculty members from various departments will talk about Taylor Swift's lyrics, her business sense, and her influence on popular culture. The series is open to the public. Misty Hegenes is an associate professor of economics at KU. She says the pop star's business strategy offers some valuable lessons.
That's why I'm interested in examining Taylor Swift as kind of like a muse to help us understand the women of today and how women represent themselves in today's economy.
Universities across the nation, including Harvard and Stanford, offer courses inspired by Taylor Swift and her music catalog, and KU professors are developing one that could launch next fall. A pilot program from the University of Kansas is looking to reduce contention between renewable energy and agriculture. The program will place solar panels in the corners of crop fields called pivot corners. These unused corners are left by center pivot irrigation circles, and they'll not only collect solar energy for farmers to use or sell, but they'll also collect rainwater. The panels will have a gutter system leading underground with the purpose of slowing down depletion of the High Plains aquifer. Geologist Sam Zipper is leading that program.
Helps us to bypass a lot of the kind of emerging conflict that's happening between renewable energy and agriculture. This land is either, you know, marginally productive or not farmed at all.
The project will test placement in southwest Kansas, where water availability remains a major concern.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
To Tibet.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host on Monday will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, supported by you, our listeners, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies around the state. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, celebrating 25 years of serving the KPR listening area. Class scheduled and more information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Stay with us. We still have another 10 minutes or so of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, up next at 7 o'clock, we have a broadcast from the BBC Proms. Music of Mendelssohn, Mozart, and Shostakovich, among others. The BBC Proms, probably the most famous music festival in the world. It's at 7 o'clock on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stick around for Snap Judgment. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Emporia, 77 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 7.
100 Progressive. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Brat summer might be over, but at Morning Edition from NPR News, we're always here to help you understand the vibe of the season. Oh, and the news, too. Join us every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Up next, the BBC Proms. Mozart's Clarinet Concerto tonight. Also some selections from A Midsummer Night's Dream by Mendelssohn Then, Piano Concerto No. 2 from Shostakovich, The Proms, coming right up here on KPR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow morning, then clearing. Very humid tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low in the lower 60s. No rain entering the forecast till Tuesday night when we have a chance of showers and storms. It's 7:01.
This is Symphony Cast from APM, American Public Media. I'm Steve Seal. This week, we continue our summer residency at the biggest and most celebrated classical music festival in the world, the BBC Proms. From July through September, music fans enjoy 8 weeks of extraordinary music making with concerts of orchestra, choral, and chamber music. It's a tradition that's been going nonstop since 1895, when Sir Henry Wood conducted the first concerts designed to be casual affairs of classical music for everybody. And to this day, the Brits take that idea to heart with their enthusiastic attendance at these beloved concerts around the UK, but held mostly at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Promming, as it's called, is a popular tradition that is central to the unique and informal atmosphere of the BBC Proms. It refers to the two areas in the Royal Albert Hall where you can stand to watch world-class performances. If you want to get up close to the performers, you'll want to prom in the arena. For a bird's-eye view of the stage, the gallery is where you can spread out and relax. And promming is easy. Just turn up, queue, or get in line, and then take your place in the magnificent Royal Albert Hall to enjoy a fantastic concert, like the one you're about to hear with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Gemma New. And this concert promises a lot of fun, as one of America's brightest classical stars of the moment, clarinetist Anthony McGill, takes the stage for the Clarinet Concerto by Mozart. And then we'll enjoy a unique presentation of Felix Mendelssohn's beloved music for Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, as the orchestra is joined by actors on stage to perform excerpts from the play interspersed with the musical proceedings. All in all, what's sure to be a joyous concert that showcases just how celebratory and lively a concert from the Proms can be. Welcome to APM's Symphony Cast. Let's take our seats in the Royal Albert Hall now and turn things over to our colleague Kate Mollison from the BBC.
Good evening. It is Friday night here at the BBC Proms, and we're in for spells, nuptials, donkeys, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare's words, interwoven with Felix Mendelssohn's music. The BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra will be joined by the National Youth Choir of Scotland, providing a chorus of sprites. That's coming up after the interval. In the first half, Mozart's Clarinet Concerto featuring the star American clarinetist Anthony McGill. He says that he feels the music like a singer. It is seriously lyrical clarinet playing. And an unusual portrait of Salome to start for Oscar Wilde and Richard Strauss. Salome was a crazed and manipulative sex maniac. For the French composer Mel Bonis, writing in 1908, Salome was maybe somebody a bit less hysterical, more fantastical, maybe more human. Our conductor tonight is Gemma New. Here are some thoughts from her.
Mel Bonis lived at the same time as Claude Debussy, and so if you know his music, you probably will see some similarities. They were at the Paris Conservatoire together, and she won the prize for harmony of her class. Way to go. I think you can hear some of that in here, the emotional language of changing the moods. It's just amazing. And, of course, the story of this piece is about Salome, a femme fatale, who is alluring everyone by being both passionate and fiery and also sensual and mysterious. So we get all of that contrast.
Gemma New, our guest conductor tonight. And here she comes, greeting a very packed Royal Albert Hall. The orchestra, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, standing to greet her. And this is Salome by Mel Bonis. Gemma New conducting the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra live here on BBC Radio 3 at the Proms. And that was Salome by Mel Bonis. We're moving on to music by Mozart next, the Clarinet Concerto. Golden, joyous music, an immortal melody in the slow movement, framed by music that is so elegant and so buoyant that it's hard not to feel somehow just that bit lighter when you hear it, especially when played by a clarinetist the caliber of Anthony McGill. He is one of the instrument's top soloists of today, formerly principal clarinet of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, now principal clarinetist of the New York Philharmonic, and he's taking some time off his day job to make his Proms debut tonight.
I love playing in the orchestra and I love playing chamber music, but I think that something does take over you when you're in front of the orchestra, and you become that soloist personality. And I think you basically embody the role of a soprano or a tenor or something in an opera. So I think about that a lot when I play this piece. Yeah. I've spent 10 years playing in the Met Opera before the Philharmonic. So my stage presence is a little bit more singer-like, if that's a word.
Well, I'm curious, but you know, for people listening on the radio, what does that actually mean in practice?
You become a character, and I tend to move a lot and at times even dance. But yeah, I think I'm much more physically involved in the music making. It kind of takes me over.
And you attribute that directly to your time playing in the Metropolitan Orchestra?
Well, not the movement part. I don't know where I attribute that to. Maybe my mother, who was a dancer in a former life or something like that. But, you know, I am able to let the music move me. And yeah. So I get to dance and flow and feel the music. Yeah. So that all of those characters get to come out and I don't have to control them.
And do you think of Mozart's writing for winds in a very vocal way?
Oh, yes, yeah, certainly. He wrote in the perfect register for like every instrument, I think, and especially for the clarinet. It's like the sweetest of registers he writes in. Of course, he goes very low, very high, but really it's the clarion register. It's the like soprano clarinet register. So I think for sure in this piece, there are even quotes from different operas within the concerto that are really amazing.
Thoughts from Anthony McGill there, and the stage is just being reset. The orchestra just about in place, ready to be joined by Anthony McGill. The clarinet, quite a newfangled beast in Mozart's lifetime. He was absolutely wowed when he first heard it, and he wrote very lovingly for it, as Anthony was saying. When he had the chance, which wasn't always, clarinets were still quite hard to get hold of. Mozart devoted special attention to showcasing, as Anthony was saying, the really mellow sound and the agility of the instrument when he could. And then he met a pair of brothers who were both clarinet wizards. The older one, Anton, became a good friend, and luckily for us that he did, because Mozart wrote for him some pillars of the clarinet repertoire, the Kegelstadt Trio, the Clarinet Quintet, and, yes, the Clarinet Concerto that we are about to hear. Here comes our main man. This is Anthony McGill striding onto the front of the stage here at the Royal Albert Hall with his clarinet. Gemma New behind him, applauding him, joining the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra to perform Mozart's Clarinet Concerto.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, can't you just hear the response from the Proms audience? Anthony McGill, the clarinetist, with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, and conductor Gemma New in the Clarinet Concerto by Mozart. Anthony McGill making his Proms debut tonight with a golden sound, glorious, quiet playing, holding this packed crowd spellbound. Great sense of storytelling in that player. And such fresh music making for a concerto that he told me earlier has been part of him for as long as he can remember. Music that he says every clarinetist judges every clarinet piece by. It is the benchmark, the golden standard in clarinet repertoire. And here he comes. I think the audience rather liked him. Can you tell? He's bowing to the orchestra, he's bowing to the crowd. He is reattaching his clarinet to his neck brace. I think we might have an encore. Encore from clarinetist Anthony McGill. That was Amazing Grace, as arranged by Jasmine Barnes. Anthony McGill, born in Chicago. In fact, in the same Southside neighbourhood of the city as Anthony Braxton, whose music we had at the Proms last night. Anthony McGill, one of the very few African-American principal orchestra players in the United States. A trailblazer, along with his brother, DeMar, who is principal flautist of the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. Anthony McGill says that he was lucky enough that he had people around him that looked like him in Chicago and played classical music. He was in an ensemble from the time of 10 years old that were playing concerts in churches in the south side of Chicago, playing music all the way from Bach to Duke Ellington. If you want more from Anthony McGill, he has recorded the Mozart Clarinet Quintet with the Pacifica Quartet.
Anthony McGill, certainly a beloved figure here at home in the USA, where he serves as concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic and a sought-after concert soloist and chamber musician as well, and an outspoken and passionate crusader for equity and justice in classical music and society at large. I'm Steve Seal, and that brings us to the midpoint of our concert from the Proms on this week's Symphony Cast. Still to come, a unique and sure to be captivating performance of Felix Mendelssohn's music for Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream that will feature actors with readings of the characters on stage here at the Royal Albert Hall. A reminder that you can hear this program again from our website, but do it soon because you'll only have access to the Proms concerts for a few weeks. Just go to yourclassical.org/symphonycast. And from our website, you can also like us on Facebook and download free music. Again, that's yourclassical.org/symphonycast. Don't go away. We're back in a moment with more from the 2024 BBC Proms Festival on APM's SymphonyCast.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You're listening to the BBC Proms here on a Friday evening. There'll be more from the Proms in just a moment. Ken Levern's Organ Jazz Trio returns for another hour of great Kansas City jazz this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge. The OJT holds down a couple of regular weekly spots at the Green Lady, and you'll hear them in an hour of all original tunes. Live at Green Lady Lounge is tomorrow evening at 6 here on Kansas Public Radio. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 63 degrees, some patchy fog overnight in northeast and east central Kansas. A little bit foggy for tomorrow morning, becoming sunny with a high of 85, for tomorrow night clear with a low of 64. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Welcome back. I'm Steve Seal. This is APM's SymphonyCast. If you're just joining us, we're in London once again this week for the 2024 BBC Proms, the largest and longest-running classical music festival in the world. For the second half of our concert, something quite special and rather unique. The BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra is just about to perform a presentation of Felix Mendelssohn's music for Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, complete with readings from the Shakespeare. There will be actors on stage, members of the National Youth Choir of Scotland, joining conductor Gemma New and the orchestra. Probably unlike any presentation of this music that we've heard before, so settle in and relax and get ready to enjoy something quite fun as we return now to the Royal Albert Hall.
Welcome back to the BBC Proms live here on BBC Radio 3. And the second half of tonight's prom is about to begin. The BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra has reassembled on the stage of the Royal Albert Hall. I'm Kate Mollison. It is a delight to be with you tonight. We're about to enter the world of Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, a specially selected version from Shakespeare's play. The text has been selected by director Victoria Newland, focusing on the parts of the story revolving around Oberon and Titania, with a chorus of fairies courtesy of members of the National Youth Choir of Scotland, actors Moyo Akande and Ewan Black. And there will be dancing, there will be prancing, props including vast paper roses, donkey ears, party poppers going off in the famous wedding march. Course of true love never did run smooth. That line, said by Lysander to Hermia in the play, is going to be scrolling in huge LED letters across the back of the stage. How is it going to work on the radio? Let's have a flavour of the atmosphere from the conductor, Gemma New.
I think, fortunately, you know, the music tells the drama so beautifully. When you hear the nocturne with that stunning horn solo, you hear everyone falling asleep, the lovers dreaming, with the clowns dancing, the leap of that donkey, hee-haw, you know, you can definitely hear that on the radio. But for us, we've focused on the fairy kingdom for this story. And we've taken Titania and Oberon and the fairies transforming into donkeys on stage. That will be something fun for everyone to watch.
And, you know, it's got the kind of atmosphere of a summer festival. We're leaning into the wedding, to the party vibes. What are your favourite props that are on stage?
The teddy bear is my favourite.
What is the symbolism of the teddy bear?
I mean, it represents love. And Titania can lay on the teddy bear's leg and fall asleep. It's a perfect place.
I'm still slightly mystified that the teddy bear is a symbol of love. Maybe I've not been given enough teddy bears. So we are just waiting for Gemma New. Here she comes. There are images of flowers strewn across the back of the stage. the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, about to treat us to Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Thank you. Thank you. How now, spirits?
Whither wander you? Over hill?
Over dale?
Thun a bush?
Thun a briar?
Over park?
Over pale?
Thur a flood?
Thur a fire?
I do wander everywhere, swifter than the moon's sphere. And I serve the fairy queen to dew her orbs upon the green.
I must go seek some dewdrops here and hang a pearl on every cowslip's ear.
Farewell, thou lob of spirits, we'll be gone.
Our queen and all her elves come here anon.
The king doth keep his revels here tonight.
Take heed the queen come not within his sight, for Oberon is passing fell and wrath, because that she,
as her attendant,
hath a lovely boy stolen from an Indian king.
And jealous Oberon would have the child.
But she perforce withholds the loved boy.
But room, fairy. Here comes Oberon.
And here my mistress. Would that he were gone.
By moonlight, proud Titania.
What? Jealous Oberon? Fairy Skiphens, I have forsworn his bed and company.
Give me that boy, and I will go with thee.
Not for thy fairy kingdom. Fairies away. We shall chide downright if I longer stay.
Will go thy way. Thou shalt not from this grove till I torment thee for this injury. I know a bank where the wild thyme blows, where oxlips and the nodding violet grows, quite over canopied with luscious woodbine, with sweet musk roses and with eglantine. There sleeps Titania, some time of the night, lulled in these flowers with dances and delights.
Come, now a roundel and a fairy song. Then for the third part of a minute hence. Sing me now asleep. Then to your offices. And let me rest.
You swear it makes my dumb a dumb. For the hedgehogs be not seen. And thine ones do no wrong. Come not near a fairy queen. Mutes and thine words do no wrong. Come not near a fairy queen. Come not near a fairy queen. Hence away, hence away. You swore to take the double tongue. in spiders come but here, here to look in spinners hence, beetles black approach not near, one more slander more of it. Beetles black approach not near, one more slander more of it, one more slander more of it, hence away,
hence away,
hence away,
hence away.
Weaving spiders come not here, hence you long in spinners hands,
hence away.
What thou seest when thou dost wake, do it for thy true love take. Love and languish for his sake. Be it ounce or cat or bear, pard or boar with bristled hair, in thy eye that shall appear when thou wak'st, it is thy dear. Wake when some vile thing is near.
Thank you.
Her dotage now I do begin to pity. I will undo this hateful imperfection of her eyes. Be as thou wast wont to be. See as thou wast wont to see. Now, my Titania, wake you, my sweet queen.
Thank you.
My Oberon? What visions have I seen? Shall we have to wear away this long age of 3 hours between our after supper and bedtime? What revels are in hand?
Will it please you to see the epilogue or to hear a bergamask dance?
No epilogue, I pray you, or your play needs no excuse. Never excuse. But come, your bergamask.
Thank you. The iron tongue of midnight hath told 12.
'Tis almost fairy time.
Sweet friends, to bed.
Aww.
A fortnight hold we this solemnity.
It's more than a fortnight. There's another 4 glorious weeks to go.
Of nightly revels and new jollity.
Not a mouse shall disturb this hallowed house.
I am sent with broom before to sweep the dust behind the door. Several chamber bless through this palace with sweet peace,
and the people in it blessed ever shall in safety rest.
Trip away,
make no stay,
meet me all by break of day.
Thank you.
If we shadows have offended,
think but this, and all is mended.
That you have but slumbered here, while these visions did appear.
Gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend.
So, good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends.
And let us all restore amends.
The Royal Albert Hall was shrouded in starlight and darkness to the end of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Music by Felix Mendelssohn in a version of the play prepared especially for tonight. This performance at the BBC Proms by director Victoria Newland. We heard the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra conducted by Gemma New with the National Youth Choir of Scotland. And the actors Moyo Akande and Ewan Black. A sort of hippie wedding festival romp through A Midsummer Night's Dream. Victoria saying she was inspired by the proms itself. And you heard Moyo saying it there. Another four glorious weeks to go here at the proms. For Victoria, venue, the Albert Hall, which has a particularly inclusive magic, she says. We can see our fellow audience members as well as the stage. So we meet our performers here in this production in festival setting. Well, huge applause there for the two vocal soloists, Emily Kemp and Beth Sterling of the National Youth Choir of Scotland, who took the solos. We also heard the speaking voices of Natalie Ranger, Sarah Greer, Florence Gill and Emily Henderson. And cheers there for our two actors, Moyo Akande and Ewan Black. The staging looked like, I don't know, Glastonbury comes to the proms. Loads of long floral dresses, trainers, headbands, sparkles and cowboy boots. During the nocturne, with the beautiful horn solo, the Royal Albert Hall was bathed in purple polka dot lights. And the fairies were all dancing in a sort of blissed out dappled grove, kind of trippy vibe. Applause there for Mark Evans, who is the choir director of the National Youth Choir of Scotland. And there's Victoria Newland coming onto the stage to take her bow. Also done up in festival gear, long floral dress, looking the parts.
A unique and immensely enjoyable presentation indeed of Mendelssohn and Shakespeare here at the Royal Albert Hall at this concert from the 2024 BBC Proms. I'm Steve Seal. Thanks to Kate Mollison from the BBC. That'll do it for this week's concert from the 2024 BBC Proms Festival here on SymphonyCast. But yes, we will be back yet again next week with more from the 130th season of the biggest and most celebrated classical music festival in the world. Another reminder that Proms concerts are available on our website for only a few short weeks. This concert featured the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra with music of Mel Bonis, Mozart, and Mendelssohn. To hear these concerts again, head to yourclassical.org/symphonycast. And while on our website, you can also like us on Facebook and download free music. From July through September, music fans enjoy 8 weeks of extraordinary music making with concerts of orchestra, choral, and chamber music. And SymphonyCast is proud to be your American source for weekly concerts from the proms in their entirety once again this year throughout the summer. In the remaining time, we'll hear one more performance featuring the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Here they are, joined by pianist Marc-André Hamelin in a performance of the second piano concerto by Dmitri Shostakovich on SymphonyCast. Thank you. Second piece by Dmitri Shostakovich. Andrew Litton led the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra along with soloist Marc-André Hamelin on SymphonyCast. This week's SymphonyCast from the BBC Proms featured the music of Mel Bonis, Mozart, and Mendelssohn. You can listen to this concert again from our website, the SymphonyCast page at yourclassical.org. While on the website, you can like us on Facebook and download free music. All of it is at yourclassical.org. APM's SymphonyCast is produced by Daniel Nass, with technical director Michael Osborne and assistance from Tania Major. I'm Steve Seal. We'll see you again next time on SymphonyCast. This is APM, American Public Media, bringing music to life.
Thanks for joining us for tonight's broadcast from the BBC Proms. If you'd like to hear this concert again, you can do so for a limited time over at yourclassical.org/symphonycast. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned for NPR News, followed by Jazz with Bob McWilliams. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 63, patchy fog overnight, a little foggy for tomorrow morning with highs in the mid-80s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The major political party presidential candidates are out on the campaign trail today. Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on the critical swing state of Pennsylvania. Bureau's Asma Khalid says it's part of a broader strategy by the Harris campaign.
There in Pennsylvania, she was campaigning in some of the more Republican parts of the state. I think Luzerne County. It is a place that Trump convincingly won in 2020. The thinking from the Harris campaign is that she needs to chip away at some of the margins in those more red counties within the state. And that's how they see the path to victory for her in a place like Pennsylvania.
Bureau's Asma Khalid, former President Donald Trump, was in California today. He also has a campaign event in Las Vegas. President Biden is speaking out to condemn a bizarre conspiracy theory about migrants spread by former President Trump and his running mate. NPR's Eric McDaniel has that story.
Springfield, Ohio has been inundated by as many as 20,000 migrants in recent years. That's about a third of the city's 2020 population. And that's caused some strains, including a debunked rumor that Haitian migrants are eating residents' pets, a claim that has been dismissed out of hand by Springfield officials, but that Trump and J.D. Vance elevated anyway. And today, at a White House event celebrating black excellence on the South Lawn, Biden responded.
Simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop what he's doing. It has to stop.
After Trump boosted the conspiracy during the presidential debate, Springfield schools and municipal buildings shuttered, facing bomb threats. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, The White House.
The CEO of OpenAI, the company that makes ChatGPT, says the release this week of the company's newest model marks the beginning of a new paradigm in the development of artificial intelligence. St. Louis Public Radio's Alex Hoyer has more.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says the new version of ChatGPT, called OpenAI 01, is an artificial intelligence model that can reason reason through complex tasks and make important contributions to coding and math, and will accelerate scientific progress overall.
There's been this whole debate about, is AI capping out? Are we getting close to some ceiling? Is progress going to slow down? And I think the most important message of this release is that not only is progress not slowing down, but we have the next few years in the bag.
On Thursday, Altman and other tech leaders met with senior Biden administration officials to discuss the surging energy needs to power AI data centers. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hoyer in St. Louis.
More than 33,000 machinists at airplane builder Boeing are out on strike today. Union employees at Boeing factories in Washington State, Oregon, and California walking off the job early today after overwhelmingly rejecting a contract offer that would have increased wages by 25% over 4 years. Boeing, for its part, says it's ready to get back to the bargaining table. An up end of the week on Wall Street, the Dow rose 297 points. The Nasdaq was up 114 points. The S&P rose 30 points. You're listening to NPR. A new investigation into the deadly wildfires in Maui last year finds the causes were years in the making. A lack of fire preparation contributed to the extent of the destruction. NPR's Lauren Sommer reports.
There wasn't just one reason Lahaina's fire became the deadliest in the last century. A report from the Fire Safety Research Institute found many things combined to lead to the deaths of 102 people. Despite warnings about high winds, emergency officials didn't staff up in the days ahead. For years, flammable vegetation had been allowed to build up around the community, which helped spread the fire. Vegetation in people's yards also helped the fire jump from building to building. And many residents did not get evacuation alerts due to the cell phone network being down. Maui officials say they intend to address some of these causes since they're also risk factors in many other communities. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
Two astronauts stranded at the International Space Station due to problems with Boeing's Starliner capsule say it was hard to see the vehicle leave without them. However, NASA determined in the interest of safety would send Starliner back to Earth empty last week. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams journeyed to the orbiting lab in June, but won't be getting a ride on another capsule till next year. Starliner landed safely in the New Mexico desert, essentially flying itself home without any major incident. Crude oil futures prices fell slightly today. That was amid a return to oil production in the Gulf of Mexico following Hurricane Francine. Prices had briefly risen amid worries about possible disruptions, but oil was down 32 cents a barrel to $68.65 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org.
Stimulates me, can't help but swing it, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle daddle, stop all your foolish prattle. Come on and swing me, boy, swing it, brother, swing. I'm ready to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, boys, hurry up and swing me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle daddle, and all your foolish prattle. Come on and kill me, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Deep rhythm captivates me, hot rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle daddle, stop all of your foolish prattle. Come on and swing me, boy, swing it, brother, swing. I'm raving to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, boys, hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop your diddle daddle. Brother Swain.
Vilner Big Band. Getting us off to a rousing start here on Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. Swing Brothers Swing from the new album, Swingin' Uptown. The vocals of Emmanuel Roussel, the whole sax section featured there with the A.L. Vilner Big Band. Good evening, I'm Bob McWilliams, and welcome to Jazz in the Night. We're going to go from that swing big band number to a couple of great bebop tunes. The second is the Bud Powell tune, John's Abbey, the pianist tune on the new album by organist Brian Ho. The first is one Ray Brown wrote for the Dizzy Gillespie Band back in the late 40s called Ray's Idea. This is from the new one from drummer Lewis Hayes. You know, he came from Detroit to New York City in 1956 to join the Horace Silver Quintet, and he's still going strong. And we're going to hear Lewis with David Hazeltine at the piano, Desron Douglas on bass, Steve Nelson vibes, saxophonist Abraham Burton with Ray's Idea here on KPR, the new album, Art Form Revisited by Lewis Hayes.
Thank you.